Hello and welcome to the S Word Stuff segment. This is stuff segment number 6.
Wow.
That's really interesting. Anyways, I'm Kevin Chu.
I'm Dominic Nguyen.
I'm Alex Lau.
And I'm Amy Chanta-Cerviso.
All right, so let's go straight into the stuff. I do apologize. We are filming in the countryside of Africa right now, and I believe everyone's watching.
Yeah? We're watching some people go into the wilds of Africa and shoot the natives.
They really want to play Resident Evil 5, so you might hear some sounds in the background. We apologize for that ahead of time. Anyways, Dom, number 5.
Number 5 is Resident Evil 5. I know it's a shock, but I started playing it, and I kind of hate it.
And I know you love it, right?
No.
You love it.
I've been playing it single player, so I really hate it.
Oh, so your partner's been wasting all your ammo and making you use the knife, and you get killed by the chainsaw guy, and then you just decide, why did I buy this game, until you find a friend?
Pretty much.
AI partners.
I mean, the AI is not bad. It's just she's really, really trigger happy.
And she's stuck to your hip. Like, there's that part against the bee bug beetle thing. And she's like, we've got to surround it. And it's like, okay, why aren't you running around to the other side then? I've distracted it. It's running straight at me, and you're running ahead of me. Okay.
I really think you need to play it with somebody else. I think that changes it a whole lot more.
Would it change the Tomb Raider segment of it, too, where it's just horribly paced and you just have to keep pulling chains in that one room for an hour?
Really? I never had any experience like that. I was just like, boom, 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 boom.
When you're in the underground dig thing?
Oh, I love the underground dig thing, especially since I was controlling the light. So my friend, he was like, okay, you have to point it where I'm going to shoot or else we'll die. And I was just playing around. I'm like, oh, look, I can turn around this way. It was fun. Just trust me. When you play with a friend, it'll be much more fun.
All right. I can accept that. Yeah.
All right. Alex, you want to bring us number 5?
My number 5 is something called Freakonomics. It was originally a book by Steve Dubner and Stephen Levitt. And they do a blog on the New York Times. It's at freakonomics.blogs.nytimes.com. It's got a lot of interesting stuff. The book had a chapter on, for example, why do sumo wrestlers cheat?
The
answer is maybe they do. You have to read the book to find out why. But
reading. Could you just tell me?
You have
tell
a Kindle,
me.
Whatever.
It may not be on Kindle unless I put it there.
the answer is maybe sometimes.
So is it just like subjects like that? Like there's just weird situations related to making money?
And they'll give you economic reasons as to why they do these things. It actually brings economics down to the culture and pop culture level.
Ooh. Pop culture. I heard there's a show about that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And sumo starts with S.
With S.
What sumo wrestlers do you know by name besides E Honda?
Konishiki.
Okay. What about you, Dom?
Rikishi, that guy in WWF? WWE.
I knew it was going to be the WWF guy.
All right. Amy, what's your number 5?
All right,
5?
Number 5 for me. I recently got into film noir. Well, just starting. So last night I caught Blueprint for Murder, which was good, and I have Sunset Boulevard lined up next.
Sunset Boulevard is
I even haven't seen Sunset Boulevard yet.
It's a wonderful movie. I actually own that DVD. If you guys want to come over and we can watch it.
I own it too.
Yeah. Oh, you have it on Blu-ray, right?
No. It's coming out. Oh, it just was re-released on Blu-ray too.
Sunset Boulevard is a wonderfully done movie, and it's one of the first movies that has all sorts of little references to other parts of Hollywood that you can catch if you're good. Like that bridge game. Have you heard about the famous bridge game?
No, I have not. I have heard of a famous chess game in Thomas Crown.
I recommend, though, that you don't watch the musical. There's a musical based on the Sunset Boulevard movie. And, well, there's some good songs in it and all that, but it's not really meant for the musical genre.
But, yeah, just look at the people in her bridge game. And if you are a silent movie buff, then you will recognize
them. Ooh, excellent. Are you planning to see The Third Man? Come on, that's like required if you're watching that genre.
Okay, I'll take suggestions.
It's on Blu-ray too.
The Third Man, Strangers on a Train, Double Indemnity.
Also,
always rings
M.
Twice. Postman Always Rings Twice.
Oh, yes, very good.
Maltese Falcon.
Maltese Falcon, definitely. Yes, Maltese Falcon is one of the defining ones.
They have a really nice three-disc set for
that. I probably own most of the movies on that list because I'm not even drunk. Yeah, I probably own all of the DVDs on that list because I'm a huge film noir buff. I spent a lot of my senior and junior years in college studying old films.
Well, awesome. I know who I'm going to be borrowing DVDs from then.
There you go then. Kevin, your number five?
My number five is a brand new artist. Actually, not brand new artist. I just started listening to this one indie rock group called Bishop Allen, and they're very, very quirky. I think they've released already three albums, and what it reminds me the most of is if indie rock met Sesame Street songs. It's very, very, very quirky. So if you ever do get the chance to check them out, they are getting pretty well known, at least right now. I think you can find them at least on like iTunes and things like that. But definitely very, very interesting for me.
What makes it Sesame Street-like?
Is it just the lyrics, the sound, everything is very kind of simplistic while still being in that indie rock sound as well.
Huh, interesting. My number four is music you guys recommended to me after last week. I have spent the entire week listening to Rodrigo y Gabriel on repeat. Also, Ratatat.
Yeah!
Yeah, Ratatat!
Which you guys have also gotten me concert tickets for, so.
Yes.
Thank you, Amy, for your Live Nation contacts, because I heard that show sold out pretty quickly.
Oh, it's sold out already?
I don't know.
I know the last show they had here in San Francisco sold out, like, pretty well.
Yeah.
All right.
And
then.
So I've been listening to them. Rodrigo y Gabriela is exactly the kind of sound I was hoping for. It's guitar sex in its purest form, and I adore that kind of thing.
Guitar sex.
Ratatat, I'm on and off about them, depending, you know.
Which album did you listen to? There's three of them.
Actually, I found that someone gave me their remixes, so.
Oh, maybe check out the album. Check out Classics.
Okay.
It's the second album.
All right. Alex?
My number four is iPhone Games.
Yay! You know I host a iPhone application podcast, right?
I did not know that.
Really? Oh,
yeah,
it's called
I do.
AppCast.
The AppCast with co-host Bob Babcock.
I did not know that.
Oh, well, there you go. I'm the one that pretty much every week says, hey, let's review some more games.
Shameless plug.
So, we have to talk after this.
I finally got sucked into the iPhone world, and I've been downloading games, mostly free. But the one game that I have purchased is something called Puzzle Quest, which is already available in various other...
Oh, I love Puzzle Quest.
Puzzle Quest.
I
so play, addicting.
I remember I stayed in your place in Japan for a month in August, and I think 90% of the time at night when we were just sitting around, I was playing Puzzle Quest.
Puzzle Quest is a great way to get over jet lag.
Yeah. And yeah, you were playing BioShock while I was playing Puzzle Quest.
Yeah, it's either a good way to get over jet lag or to give yourself jet lag.
Yes.
I've stayed up many a night playing it on my DS.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very bad.
So now I'm playing it and killing the battery on my cell phone with Puzzle Quest.
Very nice.
I remember one morning, I think Lita and I were supposed to go take care of chores, like go pick up all like the usual stuff for the household. And I was supposed to wake her up at 9 a.m., but I ended up playing Puzzle Quest right after taking a shower. And then at 2 or 3 p.m., she was woken up for like a couple hours at that point. And eventually I said, okay, let's go buy the groceries. That was a fun morning.
Anyways, and by morning, you mean afternoon?
I know. Definitely, I recommend you pick up iDracula, Field Runners, and, well, we'll talk about other stuff. Exeus is also a very good one. That was actually originally a Dreamcast game. Eventually, the development held on until eventually got to iPhone. So lots of cool stuff. You can check it out on my phone after we're done with this.
All right.
Number
Amy?
Four,
number
okay.
four.
I'm actually going to go with my number four and number three at the same time because they go hand in hand.
So what
number,
a cheat.
Sequence
not
break.
Not a cheat at all.
Oh, my God.
Not a cheat at all. So number four is watching all of Jason Statham's movies. And tonight we're watching Crank. And so my number three going with my number four is drinking during Crank.
Yeah.
What are we going to drink on for every – what's the thing that's going to happen?
Every
time he comes close to dying?
Every time they show his heart. Let's do that.
Awesome. So
what about does little digital heart at the very beginning, the 8-bit heart, does that count?
That counts.
That counts?
It doesn't like show up that many times.
Well, no, I'm just saying at the very beginning of the movie, during the credits roll, do we have to start drinking then?
Yes.
Is that a sip or is that a gulp?
That's a sip.
A shot?
That's a sip.
Aww. It's a shot's a bit much.
I will pass out.
If it was a shot, next week's S-Word podcast will be called Sloshed.
All right, Kevin, what's your number
four? All right, my number four, and we were just watching the Purdue versus Washington game, and my number four is March Madness.
Why is it only number four?
Well, I got other stuff I've been doing this week. Remember that I've been busy at work during the day, so I cannot watch these games, even just on the internet watching the text update.
For those who don't know, Dom is currently unemployed, and Alex is a day trader, so...
And Amy gets to work from home all the time.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, last year, at least from work, I could check them, but, like, every day for the past week, it's been, like, 4 out of the 8 hours have been in important meetings, so there's really no way I can get out to check that out.
There's never no way to have 4 hours of important meetings.
Oh, believe me, these 4 hours of meetings are really, like, 16 hours of important content squished into 4 hours. So they are painful.
There's a March Madness app for your iPhone, you know.
Yeah, I have one.
All right.
I also have Sportacular.
So my number three is a browser game from Kongregate called Bloody Fun Day. I have been playing as Death and chopping the heads off of cute little animals for fun and profit.
Is it the head chopping offingest flash game you've ever played?
It is the head chopping offingest flash game I have ever played. Because you play as the Grim Reaper, and you use their souls to power your special moves, and you earn points, and you get combos and things like that. It's pretty fun.
I have a question for you. Have you ever played You Have to Burn the Rope?
I have never played that one.
Oh, man. Okay, you're going to have to play You Have to Burn the Rope right after this episode is done. And for all of you listening, if you haven't played it yet either, just Google for You Have to Burn the Rope. Okay.
My number three is a website called Slate.com because they have a bunch of
economics.
Not just economics. It's a lot of politics and a lot of pop culture and a lot of stuff. Hence it being number three for the stuff segment. And, for one thing, there's an article in there by Josh Levin on things that you should root against for my number one, March Madness. There's also a browser-based Flash game with Jim Cramer playing as asteroids. And
what?
He is the spaceship, and he shoots big John Stewart heads and bears and various other things that are related to things that Jim Cramer would hate.
Nice. Like the truth?
Maybe.
All right.
Oh my God.
Well, since I did my number three, Kevin, your number three?
My number three is Resident Evil 5. I'm having a good time with my friend Ryan playing on Xbox Live. And we haven't finished yet, but it's been ridiculously good fun. And I'm sure he's enjoyed me screaming into his ear, you got to help me, Ryan. I'm going to die. And then we restart. And then he says, don't die this time. It's been fun. Anyways, okay, go to number two, Mr. Dom.
My number two has been family. Because my cousin's in town for GDC, and she's a digital artist, and I've been, playing host. I've been having fun just showing her around. She has a dog.
Yeah, there's a dog here.
It's awesome. Oh, it's such an awesome dog. We should just, like, take it. I mean, I love your dog.
And so, I've been cooking with my mom. You know, just a lot of family stuff. Very, very relaxing.
Okay, my number two is trivia. It's something that has ruled my life for many, many years.
Can I amend my number two to trivia now? No? No?
Dude, don't pull a Dom, Nom.
Oh, okay.
That was your number six, wasn't it?
Yes. Well, I have to put it... It actually isn't on my list at all, but I need to put it back on my list so that...
It's like one and a half.
Because Alex is is the captain of our trivia team, and I don't want to disappoint him. So I'm studying, Alex.
So I'm giving a free plug to the trivia contest, which is the API Legal Outreach Trivia Contest. We've got our team, which is the Jedi Mind Tricks.
Which broke up for 3 years because somebody was in Japan and not Japantown.
Anyway. And that's next week. I've been studying like crazy, trying to get all the old soul music into my head because for some reason music is one of our weak points. And that's trivia.
Trivia.
Do you guys go to those bar trivia nights? Because I love those.
I've been brought in as a ringer on my sister's bar trivia night. Oh, and the thing is that on bar trivia night, I tend to know when her local bar trivia night is because she will text message me with questions. Because I'm, for some odd reason, the designated trivia guy.
Have you seen those commercials for that
KGB?
Yeah. KGB, yeah.
Knowledge Generation Bureau. And they're, like, half of them involve alcohol.
Yes.
Because and really, bars. they know their audience. Random bar arguments. All right.
All right. Number two for me is Dollhouse, actually. So I know a lot of people have been complaining about we did not doing great work this time around. And, I agree that the first few episodes were quite slow, but, episode six, really awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I actually have to start watching it now.
Please start watching it.
Man, oh.
Please start watching.
Oh, fine. I will Hulu. Because...
just Hulu it.
It is on Hulu? It's an SEC show?
Yeah, it is on Hulu.
Oh, it's Fox. Sorry. Yeah, that's correct.
You can just start, like, you can watch maybe one episode of the first five and then just skip to six.
Oh, I'm a completist. Anyways, I guess I can pick up Dollhouse because my number two is Battlestar Galactica has finally finished. It was a good trip the entire way through. I especially had a good time in seasons 2 and 3 and the start of season 4. And, you know, some people are going to complain that, yeah, it didn't meet the expectation of how good the regular series has been. But in a way, they still at least pulled it off without at least pissing people off too badly. So I gotta give them a big salute. They did a great job for something I thought was gonna be an outright failure from the beginning. So that was Battlestar Galactica. You still haven't seen it, you might want to check it out.
My number one is March Madness. I have been following every game as I can. CBS's coverage of every game is really jerky, though. I mean, they keep cutting between games with no warning.
On the first day, they cut with absolutely no warning whatsoever. Not even a transition. We bring you another game.
Yeah.
It's just all of a sudden you're at another game.
And then they would come in, they would go into commercial and they would come out of the coverage and saying, oh yeah, you missed a 3-pointer being made. It's like, gee.
Oh my
God.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That was the Cal game.
What?
Yeah.
That is terrible.
Alex and I were IMing each other the entire time, just screaming angrily at each other. It's like, CBS, you needed a real director, please.
Yeah, so finally on the second day they brought in
Brian Gumbel, right?
Probably Greg Gumbel.
Oh, Greg Gumbel, okay.
They brought in Greg Gumbel to narrate the changeovers.
Like, yeah, it was like
we're
hey,
bringing
look.
You this other game, quick. Now we're going back to this other game.
Yeah.
My God, if they didn't have the free website where we can keep all our brackets and track everything, I'd be like,
CBS.
Wow, they are dropping the ball. Then that's a big deal for us.
I was thinking that. At CBS, if you're listening to this, and you're probably not.
Yeah, CBS, what the hell?
Yeah, let's just hate every network.
Go to split screen. Split screen is an S word. Go to it.
It's two S words with a hyphen.
It's a double S word.
You don't even know if it's one or two.
All right, Amy, what's your number one? Because I think Alex's number one is also March Madness, right?
My number one is also March Madness, but I'm going to call it brackets because I filled out a bracket for the first time in 4 years.
Oh, that's right. Because you can follow the tournament for the first time in 4 years.
I can follow because I was living in Japan for 3 years. And I tell you, I had sworn off fantasy sports for 3 full years. And this is bringing me back into it. I hate it, but I love it.
Welcome back, Alex. Fantasy football starts in 4 months. Well, at least, actually, no, probably 5 months for fantasy football, huh?
Yeah, actually, I want to get in on that.
All right,
let's
do a fantasy football league.
So you have your family's one, right?
I have my family's one.
Okay.
That's a pay league.
So
we don't need to
create an S words podcast version.
We can create an S words podcast version because my family league is only for family.
And okay,
it's a long running tradition in my family.
Okay,
so.
Is the S words podcast? is the S words podcast? Like when I started up that fantasy league, was that the first time you filled out a bracket?
This is the first time I've filled out a bracket in at least 4 years.
Yeah, see, we're changing things, folks.
Yeah, you.
Changing lives. Temptress. The S Words podcast.
Temptress, whatever.
All right, Amy, what's your number one?
My number one is not March Madness. It's
what?
Actually
I know,
baking.
She didn't fill out a bracket.
Oh, baking?
I didn't fill out a bracket, but.
Oh, not our bracket.
I didn't fill out a bracket at all.
baking is like a bracket.
Baking is good. In fact, I brought you guys all cheesecake today,
yes.
So you can't hate on me for that. And so now I'm going to do a shameless plug for my blog, which is butterto-blasphemy.wordpress.com. Blasphemy spelled with A-M-Y at the end of blasphemy. For my name.
Isn't that
clever?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it.
I get it now.
I'll definitely add the link to the website right after we're done recording as
Kevin,
friends of the podcast.
Clicks. Yeah.
You know what? You should like make a podcast with the same kind of pun with your name, it'll be like chewing gum. Yeah. No.
The Kewiener podcast?
Yeah. What?
Anyways.
Let's not say we did.
All right, what's your number one, Kevin, if it's not
I gotta start
madness.
Off with a story. So every once in a while, I tell Lita, hey, let's go into Berkeley, have some dinner, and watch a movie. So I decide, okay, we'll go to Jupiter, and I'll have, like, a beer. So I end up having, like, three. And then, you know, I only have, like, maybe some pizza in my stomach. Then we go off to see the movie, and the movie was actually really awesome. It's called Harvard Beats Yale 2929, which is about the famous Harvard-Yale game in which they did tie in the end. And it was Harvard coming back from this huge, like, deficit in the last, I think, like, 2 minutes of the game. Mm-hmm. Anyways, it's a really good documentary from Kevin Rafferty. He also wrote the book Harvard Beats Yale 2929. But the best thing is we got to the theater, which is Shattuck Cinemas in Berkeley, which is a great theater. I love that theater. They retrofitted two of their theaters to become lounge theaters.
Wow. You mean like the Red Vic in San Francisco?
Probably. So they have these big, comfy couches. And like beanbag chairs and everything. So I was already like, you know, pretty buzzed getting in there. And then I was like, whoa, couches.
Oh, okay.
So apparently I ended up falling asleep for about like 10 minutes. And Lita said, when I started snoring, she finally woke me up and said, hey, I was like, oh, I didn't even remember ever falling asleep when I was watching this movie. Anyways.
It was that good, huh?
It was a good time. Well, I mean, it was because I had beer, I was warm, and I was in a dark place on a couch.
Yeah.
Definitely, right. Also, the movie was great. And also, you might want to go to that theater because they have that new lounge
theater.
So that's
the five. Let's go into the mailbag.
We have a lot of mail, and you guys send in
a lot of
really long letters. And, you know, Dom loves long things, but, you know, sometimes it takes a while to read these.
Yeah, so let's see here. Possible topic suggestions from Jeff include staying alive. Maybe Scraps.
I would actually go to Saturday Night Fever before Staying Alive.
Stan Lee, which someone already recommended. Spartacus.
I'm Spartacus. Funny story about Spartacus. There was a time I was working a press booth at Anime Expo with Dom, and we had this name badge label maker in which Dom kept printing out different labels. Eventually, he printed out multiple Spartacus labels. Applied it to all of our badges, and when someone would come up, he'd say, I'm Spartacus. And then another one would come up and say, I'm Spartacus. And then they'd see our badges and be like, oh, man, you kids are so wasteful.
And my favorite Spartacus story was from the movie Clueless, where...
Yes, where the gay guy shows her some like it hot and Spartacus. And she's like, yes, he really likes... What is it?
He really likes Gladiator movies.
No, it wasn't Gladiator movies. It was one of the actors.
Billy, do you like Gladiator movies?
It was one of the actors. It was like Tony Curtis. He's like, he must be a really big Tony Curtis fan. So anyway, also in there is Sweethearts and Sweet Tarts, which would probably just go under sweets.
Yeah, also Valentine's Day already passed, so that's going to be a while.
How about Stormtrooper? No, we
used to have St. Patrick's Day, and we never even thought of St. Valentine's.
Maybe next year.
Yeah.
The ship's...
Actually put down St. Patrick's Day because I wanted to talk about getting drunk, but then Dom usually falls asleep, so there's not much that we could talk about there. Unless you have stories about what happened to you after you fell asleep.
Let's see what else is interesting in here.
I guess the answer is no.
Specifically the Star Wars games. We can probably split up Star Wars.
Yeah, we
games
could split
Star
up Star
movies.
Wars into a lot of things. Yeah. I have no problem with like a 4-part or 6-part series on Star Wars.
Even though there are only 3 movies.
Yes, even though there are only three. Hey, they could do a lot based upon those 3 movies. They have a lot of good content off of that.
And then, you know, the expanded universe video games have been a lot better than the the regular video games.
Yeah, definitely. I love Jedi Knight and
the novels.
Yeah, I've read most of the early novels.
You actually read?
For Star Wars, I read.
Wow. All right.
That's not really reading. That's inhaling.
Okay. Then there's a...
Ooh, saran wrap.
No.
Static Kling?
No.
Static Kling?
No.
Static Kling?
No. Super Nintendo and other related Super games. It'll come. It's just like saying Super or...
Shin?
Yeah.
Which means new.
Hey, I would love to do a Scraps on Shrimp to talk about my previous allergy and breakout before.
I would just quote Forrest Gump. All right, next one is from Billy.
Billy,
do you like Gladiator movies?
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison? Ever seen a grown man naked?
It looks like I picked the wrong day to stop drinking. All right, Billy suggests that I read the Hayate no Gotoku manga because it's better, which I personally disagree with because the narrator in the anime is the best thing ever to happen.
But that role was totally written for him because it's in the manga that way.
Yeah.
The role just like the role of Nagi
was written for that actress too. Yeah. Symphonia, Tales of? No.
I think we've gotten that same reason as well. They did the Symphonia, Tales.
Here's one is Shugo Kara, which you would never have watched.
I don't know any of this stuff. This is I know Serenity stuff, isn't in
it?
His list.
It's technically shoujo, although the manga was done by Peach Pit, which is
the Frozen Maiden people.
Yeah, traditionally a shonen comic. Just like Clamp used to be. Traditionally,
here's and hey, look, an actual question in an email. This is new.
Wait, there's a question?
How the heck do you do all the combos for fighters?
I don't. I just smash my hands against the buttons.
Muscle memory. And Danny says practice.
But if practice makes perfect and nobody's perfect, then why practice?
Because I told you to.
I love awkward silence radio. Okay, moving on to the next one.
All
from
right.
Nate. He says, I can't believe no one in the Sega podcast even mentioned Vector Man. And the reason why I chose not to mention Vector Man is, even though it looked awesome, especially as a kid, I thought it was the most awesome looking game, especially since they were trying to fight off the whole Donkey Kong Country thing, I didn't really find it that fun. Did any of you?
Not really. They had a really weird Xbox version that I saw once at E3, and they were like, hey, we can do Vector Man again. And you played through it and you went, why? Because it just wasn't that interesting. It was interesting to look at, but it wasn't that interesting to play, you know? All right, let's see here.
Ooh, Kenneth writes, G'day from one of those four... I don't know what I'm doing. You want to do this one?
G'day from Australia!
4%, yes!
For a podcast that has a 4% of the listenership from Australia, it's something like 50% of the emails that we're getting.
Yeah.
Oh, except I have to read this one sentence out of his email. Just wanted to congratulate you guys and gals.
There's two of them now.
Ooh, there's two of us now.
It's changing. The S words is changing.
The tides are turning.
There is no glass podcast ceiling anymore.
We've broken it. Like Willy Wonka.
Yes. Wait, that's the glass elevator.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Close enough.
All right. Keep up the good work. All right. Thanks.
No, I like to read his PS. He's saying, I'm being bugged by a friend as I type this to tell you one thing. If you ever meet an Australian girl, ask her to see her map of Tasmania as they all carry one.
That
do you know what
dirty.
This means?
That does sound very dirty.
I have no idea what that means.
I would really like to know. We are not very informed, Kenneth.
Although, talking to Amy, meeting with girls in Thailand, you always have to check for the Adam's apple because half of those have one.
That's great.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
is the map of Tasmania something like Tasmania, that?
Pre-op Dom would know all
ask
about
for
that.
A map.
Yes, Dominique.
And that's probably Dominique. A good thing.
And next up comes a mail from Brett. Also from Australia.
Wow, dang.
Asking
maybe he's the same guy.
Answering our question from the Simpsons podcast about if people still watch The Simpsons or not. No one I know really watches it anymore. We're all aged around 16 to 18 and we're all fairly nerdy. A lot of us used to watch the older eps. The Scorpio episode is my favorite, by the way. But none of us watch it anymore. It doesn't get as much advertising as it used to either. Which is, pretty much where it should be, right? Because The Simpsons is not as popular as The Family Guy anymore.
Yeah, Sung actually looked this up, and on the Nielsen ratings, The Simpsons actually rates lower than Family Guy nowadays. So, times are changing.
The Treehouse of Horror episode, however, does get really good ratings.
Oh, that's true. Because it's always like that special that everybody's looking forward to.
That's true.
And I feel that's also why like they keep bringing in these other like special episodes, like the Easter one with the Bible stories, which are never funny.
All right, so...
good to know about whether people watch Simpsons or not. I would really love if more of you guys let us know.
Next up is Nitrous, another of our Australian listeners. That's three in a row, Kevin. Did you do this intentionally?
I did not. They actually emailed all back-to-back.
You mean
I'm pretty sure it's because they were all awake at the same time.
Let's see here. I'm wondering if at some stage you could do a mini-podcast on how the S-words is made.
You mean like we record into the mics and then you send Kevin home and he makes it?
Wow. That was a beautiful behind the podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's that middle step in between where he cries for a little bit and then soothes himself with a bottle of Grey Goose.
All right. Let's see here. Michael doesn't really say very much. Wait, hope. Stephen Bloom. The voice actor who does well, Angry Guys really well. He was the American Spike Spiegel. He's Jack in Mad World. Screen adaptations.
I would love to actually talk about movies. He's talking about adaptations from comic books, games, or whatever into movies. I would love to talk about that because then we can talk about my favorite movie of all time.
Super Mario Brothers?
Daredevil.
Daredevil.
Oh, starring Ben Affleck.
That shall not be named. Captain America? The Fantastic Four movie?
No, I'm totally kidding about that. It's not my favorite movie. Please don't think it actually is. Please don't.
It really is his favorite.
The first Fantastic Four movie.
It's much better than Star Wars.
Here's a mail from Simon who says, as an unrepenting giant robot junkie, how about an episode on Shin Getter Robo? The thing is that doing something about Sheen, something starting in Sheen, is cheating the same way that doing something starting with Super is cheating, because really we could do Super Castlevania, we could do Super Contra, Super, you know, it's not really about the S word there.
And I guess we shouldn't read this email from Sean that says Super Mario.
Yeah, definitely not.
Well, Mario will be coming up with Shigeru Miyamoto.
Yeah.
Just not completely dedicated to Mario.
All right, let's see here.
We've got R. Oldfield writing in suggesting Shonen Jump. That actually covers a lot of different titles, and even I can speak about that.
That's true.
Unless you want to, there's a lot of difference between the American Shonen Jump and the Japanese Shonen Jump.
We could talk about that.
Yeah, I think so. I think we actually can do Shonen Jump. It'd probably be a really long episode, though.
The thing is that, yeah, I would have to start bringing in all of my other magazines, too, because Shonen is one of those words like Sheen. Shonen just means boy.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I actually have subscribed in the past to Shonen Magazine, Shonen Ace, Shonen Sunday, and Shonen Jump. Alex, have you subscribed to any of those? No, I don't think so.
I subscribed to Shonen Magazine.
Shonen Magazine? Oh, was it for Negima?
No, it wasn't for Negima. It was for for a Clamp comic.
Tsubasa?
No.
Which one ran in... Now I'm curious. Which one ran in Magazine? Do you remember it all anymore?
Hajime no Ippo.
No, Hajime no Ippo was...
It was Tsubasa.
Why do I know this better than you do?
My brain is going.
He also mentions S-Words, the episode about itself.
We're always about ourselves, though.
I guess we could have an episode about how we all know each other.
That's,
in which someone can
summer,
creepily
though,
make up a network chart about how we know each other.
Yeah, that's a little
like
inside
it kind
baseball.
Of awkward too.
Yes, yes, definitely. There are certain things we cannot talk about.
Let's just not do that. All right, let's see here. Alex, read us the mail from Kat. How about that?
Kat writes, has anyone mentioned Sesame Street? That would be a very interesting podcast. I mean, most, if not all of us, grew up watching Sesame Street. Plus, that show is full of S-words. Ha!
As Sesame Street has actually been on my list for a while, I've just never figured out when we're probably going to get to it, because I really want to talk about Jim Henson and The Muppet Show, really.
Yeah, that's true.
But definitely Sesame Street is coming up, and I am very much behind in making sure of putting up that list of every single S-word we've come up with that will be going into the actual podcast, and which ones are going into scraps. So let me hope that I'm actually working on it this week.
All right. Amy, can you bring us Steven's mail?
All right. Well, Steven is suggesting a way for us to get Miho on the show, and that would be Shonen Eye.
No. Even Danny says no.
Curiously, maybe? No, I'm kidding. No, I don't think that's going to get her on the show either.
Yeah, I don't think Miho would want
to. I don't really know what we would talk about, really.
What would get you on this show? It wouldn't be Shonen Eye, would it? Would it be Tails? No, she would talk about Tails. She's thinking. We'll find.
She gives the look of what? No.
Yeah. So never mind.
Then she gives us the bird.
Yeah, I think the answer may be nothing for this one.
Sorry.
All right. So Shiseki about the.
Wait,
which
nope.
Part?
She's.
Oh, gives, oh now she's giving the thumbs up.
She is giving the thumbs
okay.
up.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Man, I was about to say, hey listeners, now one of you, whoever gets Miho to show up on the show, gets a prize.
Too bad, too late now.
Oh, Steven, you won. Good job. There was all no right. prize because we didn't announce it yet.
So for our Simpsons podcast, Shiseki asks, were you guys drunk when you were doing this?
I'm right now very buzzed.
Really?
I'm never
Already?
Drunk.
I just drank.
You just
like,
finished a vodka.
Almost the
That's
whole
true.
Cup on the rocks.
That's true.
Yeah,
it's strong.
Yeah, it's pink, but it's not a sissy drink.
Yeah. Speaking of last week's show, no, we were not drinking at all. I at the end did say I haven't laughed this long since I was like really drunk before.
Yeah.
So yeah.
If I was drunk, I would just be snoring softly on the table. So you don't want that, folks.
All right, Romstop writes in saying, I haven't seen anyone suggest this yet, and you can put it in scraps if you want to, but I would be interested in listening to you guys talk about soundtracks, either movie or video game. So I've already responded to you, Romstop, on our website, but I'm actually a really, really big film score buff, and I think like I have over like 500 film score CDs and things like that, so I would love to talk about those. I'm not sure about anyone else on the show.
I wouldn't mind it.
We could definitely do soundtracks, and I would love to do a top five soundtracks kind of countdown.
That's one of the main reasons that The Third Man has survived this long is its soundtrack.
With its delicious zither.
With its delicious zither.
All right.
And its camera angles.
All right. Okay. So I've got confirmation from you. We're going to put soundtracks on the show.
Sometime.
All right. I'm excited about that one a lot, actually.
We can maybe make it for Oscar season next year?
Oh, man. That's a long time away.
Well, yeah, but we have a lot of time.
Okay, all right, fine.
All right.
We're going to get to it.
Bring us Jeff.
Okay, Jeff writes, oh, man, Taint Needle has its own tag now? I could really go without hearing you guys talk about that ever again.
Hey, guess what tag is going into this episode?
I love you, Taint Needle. Want to keep seeing Taint Needle show up and eventually become the biggest tag in our
keep writing.
Keep writing Taint Needle.
I've got to keep that off. Dom's Touching Games.
Whoop, we just got it.
Oh,
Dom's Touching Games.
Let's not mention that one guy we don't like to mention. Anyways, I have been wondering about putting together a set of pins for the next time we go through con season. And I know that
ask me about my crotch volleyball is, like, is mine.
Most of us do go to San Diego Comic-Con and throughout some other con circuits, so I've been thinking about putting together some one-inch can badges and for the S-Words podcast, actually, and I was wondering if Taint Needle and Dom's Touching Games should be two of the ones. We'd have the regular yellow one with the big S on it, but we need at least like three other ones because we want to put them together in like one of those little bundle packs.
Nice. I think Taint Needle can go
I would
there.
Love Dom's to put Taint Games. Needle as one.
Well, we got to get Sporn in there.
Sporn.
As well.
Oh, right, Sporn. Games.
All right. So definitely if you do see us in the future, we're probably going to be carrying around those buttons. I'm going to have them made in sometime around like May.
That'd be awesome.
But don't stalk us. Yeah, we pretty much invited that at now.
We invited that now.
Dom, I wrote down some special site information that I've pulled from the site. So what are the two interesting search terms that have come to our site?
So there is games with cutting off heads. Who's looking for that? Well, other than me.
I don't even know how that matched up to any tag. I mean, head cutting offing is doesn't really match up with that very well.
It's head cutting off and then games.
Oh.
So, and then the other one is Chris Guest Host.
So Chris Guest is actually a guy. It's not, I don't think they're searching for Chris himself, who couldn't even be bothered to show up here. Maybe he is really popular.
You're searching for the Christopher Guest who did Spinal Tap?
I think so.
Uh-huh.
And maybe he hosted Saturday Night Live or something like that at some point?
Possibly.
Maybe. Yeah, or Chris is probably at a Tool concert.
Yeah, because he's such a Tool. Chris, you better show up on the show to talk to me about that.
You got double zinged.
He doesn't even listen, I bet.
Yeah. All right.
That wraps up this, what is this?
Stuff segment.
Number six. I wonder what we're going to pull for the title. Anyways, if you want to suggest any more things, definitely email us at feedback@s-words-podcast.com or check out our website at www.s-words-podcast.com. I've been told it's the groin-grabbingly good podcast of 2009. Oh, anyways, boy. Also reach us on Twitter at twitter.com/s_words. And Dom, stop paying attention to the video game and lead us off on a quote sound off.
I'm a member of STARS.
I am a leaf on the wind. Watch how I soar.
Make that shot. Get that rebound. No, no, yes, yes, no.
No!
Purdue, Washington.
You were almost a Jill sandwich.
Jill sandwich. No.
This time.
Kevin, no.
Okay.
It's hello and real.
Are you recording?
Grandpa!
All right.
Take four.
Are you recording? Yes, we are recording right now.
www.s-words-podcast.com. Groin grabbingly good.
Brought to you by Pornography.
The musical.
Yeah, wait. Hold on. Let's do that, actually. Hello, and welcome to the Stuff segment of the S-Words podcast, brought to you by Pornography the Musical. That's our sponsor.
Oh, are we supposed to sing a song from Pornography the Musical?
We're not. I don't think there are songs in Pornography the Musical. I think it's just one of those, you know. Yes.
Your gooseneck doesn't like to stay up.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
I know. Yeah, come on, guys.
Anyway.
My number five is blowing my nose.
Delicious.
Wait a second. I make pies with them.
Alrighty then.
Food cream pie? Well, that was your number three. What's your number four?
I already did my number four.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Not because you skipped.
Oh, I was last. Damn. Okay. Cut this out, Kevin.
Kevin, cut this out.
This is going at the end. Yes.
All right, Alex. What's number three?